News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Gardaí investigating the murder of Jojo Dullard are set to resume searching lands along the Wicklow-Kildare border. Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times, is writing about this morning. Conor, just bring us up to speed on what's happening.
Yeah, so obviously, Shane, we saw a very dramatic day in the inquiry yesterday. A 55-year-old man was detained in that area, as you say, along the Wicklow-Kildare border. He's the first person to be arrested, really, since Jojo Dullard vanished 29 years ago. So even that fact alone, you know, represented a significant turn of events in the inquiry. And while he was being detained, then two houses were also being searched, and a plot of land was being examined at Grange Conn in County Wicklow. Now, we understand that the searches at that land will resume today, and they're expected to go on for several days. And at the moment, really, Gardaí are looking for evidence, any evidence that they can find there, and possibly human remains, although the examination of the site hadn't gone that far as of last night, but it may progress into that kind of a search in the coming days. So we had a big flurry of activity yesterday after really no activity at all, certainly in public over the last 29 years.
Gardaí have spoken to this man previously.
They have. So this man is, Gardaí believe that this man was in Moon in South Kildare, which is the village that Jojo was last seen alive in. She was hitchhiking home on the day back to Callan in County Kilkenny. She'd gotten a coach to Naas from the city centre, and then she'd taken two lifts and she'd gotten as far as Moon, and she was trying to hitch again from there back to Callan. She made a call to a friend of hers just after 11:30 that night on November the 9th, 1995. She told her friend that she was on her way, and while she was on the call, she said that a driver had just pulled in to give her a lift, and really that was the last anybody had heard of her. But Gardaí believe this particular man, he's in his 50s. They believe he was in Moon on the night that Jojo was last seen alive there. He was spoken to at the time. He gave statements, and he's been spoken to several times since then. Now, he hasn't been arrested previously, so this is the first time he was arrested. And of course, one of the big changes in the inquiry occurred 4 years ago when it was upgraded to a murder investigation, and that was really a big step, because when that happens, it gives Gardaí more powers and more resources to investigate a crime. And what we've seen over the last 4 years is that behind the scenes, that inquiry has been ramping up. It's been doing a lot of work. There was obviously previously a cold case review of this particular case, so the Garda team has been going back over the cold case findings, going back over statements that were, taken from various parties 29 years ago, and just really poring over that evidence and speaking to people again. And that has culminated now, obviously, in the arrest of this man, who was really a person of interest from the outset back 29 years ago.
Just finally, Conor, why do you think this investigation, why has it taken so long to get to this point? Well, we're nearly 30 years on since Jojo disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I suppose the short answer is that back in the 90s, I mean, these cases weren't handled very well. And we had a series of them. And really, in some of the cases, when people vanished, I mean, all of them women. In some cases, there was, a fairly significant criminal inquiry from the outset. In other cases, the Gardaí just kind of thought the people would, turn up after a while. And that left families very frustrated that the investigations weren't strong enough from the start. And really, I think probably a lot of opportunity was lost with the Jojo Dullard case in the very early days of the inquiry. I don't think it would be treated the same way now. And it took up until 2020 for this case to be upgraded to a murder inquiry. And really, that was the key juncture. Once that happened, a very significant inquiry, carried out by Gardaí with strong powers, got underway. But look, the short answer is that a lot of these cases were just very poorly handled back then.
Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.